It's time for the business news, Emma.
Thanks very much, Áine. While demand for credit among smaller and medium-sized businesses remains low, almost one in five loan applications is still being declined by the banks. That's according to a new survey commissioned by the Department of Finance. The survey by Red Sea also shows an increase in loan refusals among the non-pillar banks. There have been, though, improvements in turnover performance among medium-sized businesses, which led to a small increase in those looking for finance. Red Sea's Richard Colwell is with us in studio. Richard, can you give us an overall picture of what it's like out there for a small business looking for money?
I think at the moment what we're seeing from the survey for this period is relatively stable. The backdrop is that medium and small companies are doing relatively okay. They're stabilising, certainly, in terms of their business. And because of that, credit demand is up very slightly on the previous period.
One of the things going against the banks is that the Department of Finance has guidelines about how long they should, the banks should take to give an answer or approval. And some of the banks are taking too much time to give approval for these loans.
Yes, still slightly higher than the Department of Finance guidelines, which are 15 days. And the average is 21 days at the moment. So that is still longer than their guidelines. One of the things, though, that we do look at is whether that has any impact on refusal or granting of the credit. And it doesn't appear that if it takes longer that you're more likely to be refused. In fact, the opposite is the case.
How do you think the banks come out of this overall?
I think they come out OK. I think there's still work to be done. I think particularly with micro businesses, there's a need potentially to encourage micro businesses to give more formal applications. At the moment, a lot of micro businesses are giving informal applications, and because of that, they're not being given credit.
Also, one of the things you mentioned is the tighter conditions on loans. Like what? What's harder?
Yes. Well, what's happened is that the banks have actually started giving full loans rather than partial loans. But what they've done as a result is give more conditions on those loans. So things like bank guarantees, personal guarantees, checking of credit and so on. So, you know, there's just more of that coming because the banks are actually giving the full loan rather than part of it.
And what do you think is the most problematic area of credit in terms of maybe overdraft or loan extensions?
It's definitely restructuring. I mean, and it's micro businesses that are having the most problem with getting credit because they're more likely to be in a difficult position, with the larger companies more stable. The smaller companies are the ones that are having problems.
At a press conference yesterday with these figures, you said it might have been nicer to see more positive results. What do you hope to see next time around?
Well, I think the most positive things come out of this is that actually there's quite a large increase in the number of businesses who feel that the banks are lending. And I think hopefully that will encourage more people to actually look for credit in the next 6 months, and we might see a significant improvement.
Richard Colwell from Red Sea, thanks very much for joining us in studio this morning. Now elsewhere, Flock, a social media platform for business, says it can create 100 jobs over the next 18 months after raising investment of over €450,000. It's intended to boost business by incentivizing rewards and helping businesses stay in contact with their local customers. We're joined by Flock's founder, Paul Graham. In a nutshell, Paul, what is Flock?
Flock is really just a platform that helps local businesses reconnect with the people who live around them. We encourage shop local using a virtual currency that incentivizes people to come there more often. Think of it almost like one of the large supermarket loyalty cards, but for Main Street.
And is it modeled on something else, or was it all your own idea?
No, it's all my own idea. Myself and my co-founder, Kelvin McKay, who's our lead developer, we felt the pain ourselves in another business we were in, a company called Clarity Telecom that I founded. It's still trading today across Ireland. But we tried to use social media for it and it didn't work. And a long story short is when I talked to a lot of businesses about that problem, they were all experiencing the same thing. The biggest one was they couldn't even get an audience, never mind incentivize them to come and spend money with them in their stores or their business. So what we had to do was evolve what was out there already in social media to suit that marketplace more easily.
Now, you've raised rather a lot of money, €450,000 or more. How did you do that?
It was an interesting journey. You do the rounds, you do the pitches. We were either over in San Francisco pitching over there. But ultimately, I met an angel investor in one of our clients' stores in a coffee shop in Malahide. He was using the product, loved it, and wanted to invest. And we used that as the stepping stone into raising more structured venture capital funds to match it, and that's how we got there.
Well, Phlox, Paul Graham, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Those 100 jobs which Paul Graham is confident of creating are for software engineers, sales and team management staff. On the currency markets this morning, the euro is trading at $1.30.74 and 84.68 pence sterling.
Emma, thank you very much indeed for that.